Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
And it won't.
Just say one.
Hey, 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 hey.
praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, we come before you on this evening, praise God, to continue forth reading the Word of God. Coming forth out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word, we're coming forth with the book of Malachi. Praise God. And before I go any further, I first and foremost want to give all honor and praise to my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, honoring Lord God for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, knowing that he's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and that he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere, that we give God praise. I then want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, amen, who's very instrumental in the advancement, praise God, and keep of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. Needless to say that I can't move forward without her being right along with me. I truly give God praise. I give God glory and honor for Lady Diane, for she's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We also want to honor those in the name of Jesus that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, anywhere that you're coming forth listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless you and you. Those are out there in Egypt that are listening to our program. And we also have word and know that they're there in India, praise God, South Korea, as well as Malaysia. And we God bless each and every one of those countries that are tuning in into our radio show. We truly say God bless you in the name of Jesus. We also thank you for those that are here in the United States as well as Canada and also Jamaica and New Mexico. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, once again we come, Father God, thanking you, giving you praise, glory, and honor for who you are and all of what you've done. But Father, we thank you. We thank you that you look past all of our faults and look past all of our defects of characters and look past all of those things that are not in alignment with you, knowing that you, through patience, bring us back into alignment. Lord God, we thank you for the calling on our lives. We thank you for the chosen of what you have within each and every one of us. And we ask, O Lord, in Jesus' name, at the sound of my voice, with the presence of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost on the inside, hallelujah, we pray thanking you, God, giving you the power, understanding that we can trample over scorpions and all power to trample over serpents in the name of Jesus. But we have the strength that we can move mountains and faith that we can move mountains and love that we can move mountains because God is real and is still in the throne, in the heavens, in the universe. And God, we thank you. We give you truly all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Those that are listening, Father God, we ask that you bless them, O Lord. Bless them, forgive them, and heal them, Lord God, and protect them, Lord God, and provide for them, Lord God, as we ask, Lord, to be with them on today. All their families, those that are sick and shut in, we pray for them as well. The neighboring countries, Lord God, we pray for them as well. And we give you praise, honor, and glory on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're coming forth reading out of the book of Malachi. Amen. That's out of Malachi, chapter 1, in the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Let us read. The burden of the word of the Lord of Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not thy Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord. Was not, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness, whereas Edom saith, we are in promise that we will return And being the desolate places, thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall be my wilted ass. Indeed, shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. And your eyes shall see. And ye shall say, the Lord shall be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priest, and despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that they say, the label of the Lord is consecrated. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Says the Lord of hosts. And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means, will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is that even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for a thought, and have no pleasure in you, the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place shall be offered unto my name. And a pure offering, and my name shall be great among the heathen. The Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it in that ye see the tables of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof is his meat is contemplated. Ye said also, behold, what awareness is it, and ye have not said the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was poor, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrifices unto the Lord, a corrupt thing, for I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Malachi chapter 2. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Ye, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your sown feasts, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me. I was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and did turn away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should keep the law out of his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way, and have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before the people, according as ye have not kept my way, but have been partial in the law. Have ye not all, my father? Have not one God created us? Who do we deal treacherously? Every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers. Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed, and Israel and Israel. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange God. The Lord will cut off a man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacle of Jacob, and him that offered an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And his, have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with good will at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dwelt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? And do not he make one. Yet had he the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed of your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he putteth away. For one cometh violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed, take your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, when have ye wearied me? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Chapter 3. Behold, I will send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before you. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who will abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant, and to the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in the former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be swift against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swears, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and his fatherless, and they that turn aside the stranger from his rights. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, even for the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, when shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet he has robbed me. But ye say, when have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that thou may be meat in my house, and prove me now, wherewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour ye out a blessing, that thou shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke and devour for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be the delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that fear the Lord often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him from them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stoned, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave and neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves to the stars, and ye shall thread down the wicked, for ye shall be this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember, yea, the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in heritage for all Israel, with the statutes of judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth. Amen. You know, that's going to conclude the ending to the Old Testament. Yes, the book of Malachi concludes the Old Testament, the old law. That's it. That was the power. That's of God coming forth, talking to man. Moses and, you know, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and you even talk about Eve and Adam and, you know, man's creation. And just, it's all real. It's all real. And all throughout the Old Testament, it speaks just basically we have to love the Lord with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul. This is the New Testament that we're going to be reading on tomorrow. Let that marinate. We ought to love the Lord with all of our mind, heart, soul, and our strength. He's the only one, Lord God Almighty. Be blessed.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. Come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising, praising him. Well, all of the day I'm going to
going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise him in the morning.
Praise him in the morning.
Praise him all day.
Praise him all day.
Come on, help me. I feel like
praise
me. I'm Now let me hear you say Jesus.
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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you calling.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.